This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy digital world we call life. Have you ever scrolled through social media and felt a pang of jealousy or inadequacy? You know that feeling, right? That little voice whispering, why can't I be as cool, successful, or happy as them? Well, buckle up because today we're diving deep into the powerful antidote to those negative feelings. Building self-compassion in this age of constant comparison. Let's face it, social media is a double-edged sword. It connects us, informs us, and sometimes even entertains us, but it can also be a breeding ground for unrealistic expectations and self-doubt. We're bombarded with carefully curated images and highlight reels that make it easy to feel like we're falling short. Ever scroll through Instagram and think, everyone else's life is so perfect except mine, you're not alone. But here's the secret weapon. Self-compassion. It's about treating ourselves with the same kindness, understanding, and support that we would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Think of it like this. Imagine your best friend is feeling down because they didn't get that promotion they wanted. What would you say to them? Probably something encouraging, supportive, and maybe even a little bit funny to lighten the mood. Now, wouldn't it be amazing if we could extend that same level of kindness and understanding to ourselves? So how do we cultivate this essential skill in our digital age? 1. Recognize your inner critic. The first step is awareness. Notice those negative thoughts creeping in, the ones that tell you you're not good enough, smart enough, or pretty enough. Acknowledge them without judgment. Simply observe them like clouds passing through the sky. You don't have to believe everything your inner critic says. 2. Practice mindfulness. Take a moment each day to be fully present in the here and now. Focus on your breath, your senses, and the simple joys around you. This can help you ground yourself and detach from the whirlwind of comparison that social media often fuels. Try those mindfulness apps everyone talks about, seriously, they work. 3. Celebrate your wins. Big or small, acknowledge your accomplishments and celebrate your progress. Did you finally finish that project you've been procrastinating on? Did you have a great conversation with a friend? Give yourself a pat on the back. You deserve it. 4. Surround yourself with positivity. Choose to follow accounts that inspire and uplift you rather than those that trigger feelings of envy or inadequacy. Remember, your social media feed is a reflection of what you choose to put into it. Make it a positive space. 5. Remember, you are not alone. Comparison is the thief of joy, as they say. Remind yourself that everyone is on their own unique journey. What others are sharing online might not be the whole story. Be kind to yourself and remember that you're doing just fine. Let me tell you a little story. A few months ago, I was struggling with some serious self-doubt. I had just finished recording a podcast episode and I was convinced it was terrible. I spent hours replaying it in my head, picking apart every word, every stumble, every moment of silence. I felt like giving up completely. But then I remembered something my therapist had said. Rachel, sometimes the best way to overcome self-criticism is to simply acknowledge it and move on. So I took a deep breath, reminded myself that no one's perfect, not even me, and decided to focus on the positive. I realized that I have learned something valuable from the experience, even if it wasn't my best work. And guess what? The episode ended up getting some really great feedback. It just goes to show that sometimes all we need is a little bit of self-compassion to help us overcome our fears and keep moving forward. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing self-compassion today. Treat yourself with kindness, understand your struggles, and celebrate your wins. Remember, you are worthy of love, acceptance, and happiness. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who might need a little reminder to be kind to themselves. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.